I just wish you would have like still followed this guy on Facebook. And he...
There it is.
Can you still be my boyfriend? Oh.
Well, I like, so basically what happened, he was like, no, I'm not going, I'm not going. And I said, if I leave this house right now and you are not getting in the car with me to go to this movie, we're done. He's like, you're going to break up with me after 8 months of dating for not going to this movie. And I said, yes. And so I left and I said, well, we're done. And then the entire time I was in the movie, he's like, we're seriously done. And then at the end of the movie, I went back to his house. I was like, so that was kind of crazy of me, hey? And he was like, yeah, we're done.
Why did you become one of those SNL guys with a couple of wild and crazy dreamies? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
Just me, wild and crazy guy. And I don't know. Dumb breakup. Hello.
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed to admit this, but I broke up with this guy because he took more baths than I did. I mean, I'm a shower gal, but for a guy to take a bath, it's so self-indulgent. He had bath salts and scrubs and bubbles. And I mean, it was like he had his own little spa thing. And then he brought them over to my place and he would bathe at my house. And it just got to the point, I walked in one day and he was putting one of my mud masks on. And I was like, it's done. I can't do this anymore. This just crossed the line.
Yeah, so it was just for you, not something you could handle. But looking back on it, I mean, if that's the only thing that was wrong with him is you just thought it was a little weird to like baths, I mean, you're right. That probably was kind of a dumb breakup. We've seen some texts of dumb breakups.
Yes. Somebody said, I broke up with a guy for a terrible reason. He was allergic to almost everything. He could only eat at the truck stop in the town I lived in. I just couldn't handle that. I didn't see a future with him. Someone else said, I broke up with this guy that I was with after a few months of dating. After watching him go to the bathroom, he wiped back to front. I was too grossed out after that.
Wait, what?
So he wiped back to front.
Oh.
Butt side to front side.
What? Wait, why were we watching him wipe?
She must have just saw him go to the bathroom.
Ew. You didn't go to the bathroom with the door open?
No. I like my private time.
My husband always likes to shut the door when he goes to the bathroom, too. I'm like, we're talking.
I like keeping the door open.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little bit of
conversation here.
Yeah, that would be, I guess, my dumb breakup if somebody tried to do that with me. Because I'd be like, no, thank you. This is my time right now. Your dumb breakup. 237, it's text 35270. Savage Love. It's Y94 Playhouse. Playhouse, Y94, are you one of these people that looking back on it, you're like, yeah, I broke up with somebody for a pretty dumb reason. And maybe at the time it made perfect sense to you, and then looking back on it, you're like, okay, kind of silly reason to break up with somebody. Any other ones coming in?
Yeah, somebody said, I broke up with this guy because he had random straggle hairs, whether it was coming out of his nose or his armpits. And I understand that men do have hairy armpits, but he always had random straggle hairs popping out from his shirts, and it was so gross, I had to end the relationship. Somebody else said, I broke up with a guy because I thought he was too good looking. I didn't want to be the person who wasn't the most attractive in our relationship. Somebody else said, there's a few girls that I've broken up with for the same reasons. Too much makeup. I don't know what it is. And I think that girls who wear makeup look really great. I just hated waking up in the morning and them having make a mess of my pillows. If I could date a girl and tell her to wash her face before bed, that would have been a different story. Why don't you just do that?
Yeah, I mean, you could have just said that.
I don't like makeup on my pillows. Wash your face.
Then you have to provide face wash.
Yeah, just get those face wipes and he can just have them right ready on
I
that side.
I also think that would be weird. You spend the night at a guy's house and he was like, oh, could you wipe your makeup off? Because then you know there's an issue. And why does he have those wipes? Like, this is a constant
Maybe
thing.
He doesn't want his nice white pillow covers to be just all clown-faced.
Well, my sister dated a guy who didn't like street clothes in his bed.
What?
So
street clothes? Was she in a gang?
Yeah.
No. It's like her street clothes.
Like her normal wear?
Yo, yeah. Take your hooking clothes off. I don't want to have street clothes in my bed.
What he used to say, like, he'd be like, no, you can't have street clothes in here. So he would make her wear like pajamas. He had like a drawer of pajamas for his female.
Call it, like, normal clothes. He only likes pajamas.
Well, she, yeah, like something fresh or clean. It didn't have to just be pajamas. It just can be something that she wore off the street.
What's the, it's a, not a very good movie. It's a, I think it's a romantic comedy where, is it Renee Zellweger maybe and Owen Wilson? And he's got like, he asked her what her size is and he's got all the women's pajamas. It's kind of funny.
Oh.
It's with Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon, that's the
when
one.
He was like the professional athlete. Yeah.
That's what I'm envisioning there.
That's kind of was like he would have like a drawer of different pajamas. He actually like went out to bought a bunch of women's pajamas.
In different sizes.
Yeah, and that had them like creepy. Available for when girls slept over.
Man, nothing sends the message like I got a lot of visitors, like literally that.
Yes. Yeah.
That's something. All right, dumb breakup. You got one?
I broke up with a guy because he was a Green Bay Packers fan. I felt kind of petty, but my family bleeds purple. We are definitely a Vikings family. So it had to be done, I think.
That is the most legitimate breakup we've had today.
I feel like, though, when people take sports that serious, it's, like, shocking to me. Like, don't you think your family could just, like, make jokes with him?
No, he's got to go.
That's nuts.
Can't accept that. The first time he comes to a family event wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey? Mm-mm.
Well, some people are diehards. I bet you there's more people that do that than not.
That Penny. Break up with someone because of their sports team?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's very meaningful to you and your family, it's something to take into consideration if they're going to come walking in there and causing problems in Purple Country. You can't have that.
I feel like I break up with people or like wouldn't date people because of stupid things. Like one time there was a guy and his brakes didn't work in his car after we went on a first date.
Well, you probably shouldn't take a ride in that car again. I don't know if you had to break up though.
Seriously? He's driving down my block, and I was like, hey, I texted him, I was like, you missed me. And he was like, yeah, I got to turn around. And he was like, you got to jump in. And I was like, what? And he said, my brakes aren't working. I said, I was a little nervous, and I was like, well, how are we going to get to the restaurant? He was like, we're good as long as we don't hit a red light.
What?
I am not making this up. His brakes must have, like, broke on his way.
There's a guy that really wanted to go on that date, though. He's like, you know what? This terrible vehicle, it got no brakes.
This was like, luckily, this was like back in my hometown. So it was a smaller town. So there's not that many stoplights. But we hit the one. And so he had to pull over on the side of the curb and go in the grass to kind of slow down. And then the light turned green and he got back in the road and we got to the restaurant and he was able to park.
That is amazing.
But then he was like, we can't take that back. He called one of our friends for a ride.
You know what the funny thing is? Probably still hadn't got those brakes fixed. He's still just been lying around now.
Lying around.
Doing his thing.
I would never go on a date with that man again because of that.
Wouldn't you be so confused? He's like, all right, so for our dinner night, I need you to wear the thickest boots you have. Like really thick soles. And you'd be like, okay, that's a weird fetish, but all right. And then you see he's like cut it out Flintstone style. The mom of his vehicle is like, all right, we're hitting it. Slam it! Slam it! Feet to the floor.
Oh, my rubber boots are burning.
Just like tearing up on the street. It would work though.
It might be not the most effective actually than what she dealt with.
Yeah, we had to just pull up on the side of the grass.
What happens if there's somebody on like the sidewalk or something and there's a red light? There's a lot of not good ways this could turn out for this poor guy.
How do you think I felt? I thought he was passing my house and then he was like, nope. I just got to turn around and you could have jumped in. And I was like, what?
Did you jump in?
Yeah. I mean, so the brakes. Yeah, I got in.
Boy, somebody was thirsty for a date. You diving into a moving vehicle. It's how long had it been?
Full speed. Like he could kind of slow down and it was like idling, but it still just wouldn't stop.
Listen, your mom's a great lady. I'm questioning Kathy's parenting that she let you go diving into a moving vehicle.
I don't know if she knows about that. I mean, he did pick me up from my
she
parents' house.
She probably trotted alongside saying, have a good date.
Hope you marry my daughter. If you do, we'll buy a brakes for your car. Bye. It's all good. There's something we're calling the Wheel of Valentine's Day in a couple of minutes on the show. Playhouse Poll, Confession, Snowcross Tickets, all that today.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.